Hare Krishna.
This is Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 10,
text 3. Yo mama jamanadim
cha, yo mama jamanadim cha,
peti lokamaheshwaram,
peti lokamaheshwaram,
asamuddha samartyeshu,
asamuddha samartyeshu,
sarva papai pramuchyate,
sarva papai pramuchyate,
yo mama jamanadim
cha, yo mama jamanadim cha,
peti lokamaheshwaram,
peti lokamaheshwaram,
asamuddha samartyeshu,
asamuddha samarteshu,
sarva papai pramuchyate,
sarva papai pramuchyate,
yo mama jamanadim
cha, yo mama jamanadim
cha, eti lokamaheshwaram,
eti lokamaheshwaram,
asamuddha samarteshu,
asamuddha samarteshu,
sarva papai pramuchyate,
sarva papai pramuchyate.
10:3.
Yo mama jam cha di cha.
Yo mama jam manadim cha.
Veti loka maheshwaram.
Veti loka maheshwaram.
Asamuddhascha marteshu.
Asamuddhascha marteshu.
Sarva papai pramuchyate.
Sarva papai pramuchyate.
Yo mama jam anadim cha.
Yo mama jam anadim cha.
Veti loka maheshwaram.
Veti loka maheshwaram. Asamuddha samarteshu.
Sarva papai pramuchyate.
Sarva papai pramuchyate.
Yo mama jam anadim cha.
Yo mama jam anadim cha.
Veti loka maheshwaram.
Veti loka maheshwaram. Asamuddha samartyeshu, sarva papai pramuchyate,
yo mama jam nadi cha veti,
yo mama jam nadi cha
veti, veti loka maheshwaram,
veti loka maheshwaram,
asamuddha
samartyeshu,
sarva
papai pramuchyate.
Yo mama jam chadi cha,
veti loka maheshwaram,
asamuddha samarteshu,
sarva papai pramuchyate.
Yo mama jam chadi cha,
veti loka maheshwaram,
asamuddhascha
marteshu, sarva papai pramuchyate.
Yo mama jam chadi cha,
veti loka maheshwaram, asamuddha samartyeshu, sarva papai pramuchyate.
Yaha, anyone who,
me,
ajam,
unborn,
anadim,
without beginning,
cha,
also,
veti,
knows, knows,
Loka
of the planets,
Maha Isharam,
the Supreme Master,
Asamurtha,
Undiluted.
Sa He.
Martyeshu.
Among those subject to death.
Sarva Papai.
From all sinful reactions.
Pramuchyate.
Is delivered. He who knows me as the unborn, as the beginningless, as the supreme lord of all the worlds, he only, undiluted among men, is freed from all sins. Purport. As stated in the 7th chapter, Manusyanam Sahasreshu Kaschid Yatati Siddhaye, those who are trying to elevate themselves to the platform of spiritual realization are not ordinary men. They are superior to millions and millions of ordinary men who have no knowledge of spiritual realization. But out of those actually trying to understand their spiritual situation, one who can come to the understanding that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the proprietor of everything, the unborn, is the most successful spiritually realized person. In that stage only, when one has fully understood Krishna's supreme position, one can be free completely from all sinful reactions. Om Gyanati Mirantasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tatsvani Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadhati Sapatantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Swagana Raghunatham Jatam Stam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijanasahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Param Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namosuze Tata Kamsha Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusuze Vanchakopadalubhyascha Kripasindhubhya evacha Patitanam bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo namo namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasani Gaurava Bhaktavinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mam Duvedana Kaschana. Hardly anyone understands Krishna. But here, the benefit of understanding Krishna is described. Sarvapapai Pramuchyate. There are so many different kinds of sinful reactions that we pick up. That's described in the Shastra. There's sinful reactions that are lying as seed. There's sinful reactions that are fructifying. Sinful reactions that are just about to give the result. Sinful reactions for which we're suffering now. Sinful reactions for which we'll suffer in the future. But one can be free from all sarvapapa, all sinful reactions. Arjuna argues in the first chapter, papa meva shreya dasvan advaitan atatayana. By fighting against our relatives, we'll incur sinful reactions. But Krishna replies, by fighting against your relatives, you'll be freed from all sinful reactions, because you're engaging in my devotional service. One has to understand Krishna as he is. Here the Lord is described by the word aja, meaning unborn. But he is distinct from the living entities who are described in the second chapter as aja. Ajo nitya shashvato yam puran. He's distinct from them. The Lord is different from the living entities who are taking birth and dying due to material attachment. The conditioned souls are changing their bodies, but his body is not changeable. Even when he comes to this material world, he comes as the same unborn. Therefore, in the fourth chapter, it is said that the Lord, by his internal potency, is not under the inferior material energy, but is always in the superior energy. In the welcome, as long as your cell phone is turned off, welcome. In the fourth chapter, Arjuna said that the sun god is older than you, and yet you say you spoke this Bhagavad Gita to him. Aparam bhavato janma param janma vivashvatam. Katad etad vijaniya. How are we supposed to understand this? Then Krishna said, yes, both for you and for me, many births have gone by. But I remember them all, and you've forgotten them all. Why? Because Krishna never changes his transcendental Satchidananda Vigraha. He remains the same unchanging personality of God. There's no difference between himself and his body. Dehi deha vibhedo yam neshvare vidite kuchit. There's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's transcendental body. Dehi deha vibhed. Dehi, the owner of the body, and deha. Vibhed, there's a difference between myself and my body. Dehi nosvimita deha koma. We're changing. But neshure vijite kuchit. In the Supreme Personality of Godhead, there's no such distinction. Krishna and Krishna's body are the same. Satchidananda, he's completely spiritual. Our body is material and our soul is spiritual. Krishna's soul is spiritual and his body is spiritual. That means there's no difference between his inside, his outside. Krishna's body is all soul. He has no material body. Krishna is Krishna. 100% the same transcendental substance. So one has to, therefore, aja. Where Krishna is aja because he never takes birth at all. He's never subject to the laws of birth and death. We're aja because although we're going through birth and death, the soul is without beginning and without end. So there's a difference. Be paid. Between my body and my soul. Antavantayime deha nityasyokta shirinana. The body has a beginning and an end. The soul has no beginning and no end. But for Krishna, the soul has no beginning and end. His body also has no beginning and no end. Therefore, Aja. Krishna is called Aja. In this verse, the words Vepti Loka Maheshana indicate that one should know that Lord Krishna is the supreme proprietor of the planetary systems of the universe. He was existing before the creation, and he's different from his creation. All the demigods were created within this material world, but as far as Krishna is concerned, it is said that he is not created. Therefore, Krishna is different even from the great demigods like Brahma and Shiva. And because he is the creator of Brahma, Shiva, and all the other demigods, he is the supreme person of all planets. Lord Shiva is also known as Maheshwara. But Ahamadihi Devanam, Krishna is the source even of Lord Shiva. That we'll find later, I think, Prabhupada quotes all these things in a few verses coming up. Let's see. Narayana paro devas tasmaj jatas chaturmukaha tasmad rudro abhavad deva satchasarva gyatam gataha. Narayan is the supreme personality of Godhead, and from him Brahma was born, from whom Shiva was born. Eko vai, this is Narayan Upanishad, that was Varaha Purana. Eko vai Narayana asin na Brahma na Ishano Napo Nagni Somao Neme Dyav Apritivi Nan Nakshatrani Na Surya. In the beginning of the creation, there was only the Supreme Personality, Narayan. There was no Brahma, no Shiva, no water, no fire, no moon, no heaven and earth, no stars in the sky, no sun. That's Maha Upanishad. So, in many such places, Narayana Brahma Jayate, Narayana Prajapatihi Prajayate, Narayana Indro Jayate, Narayana Asto Vasovo Jayante, Narayana Ekadasha Rudra Jayante, Narayana Dvadasha Ditya. This is, again, Narayana Upanishad. From Narayan, Brahma is born, and from Narayan, the patriarchs. From Narayana, Indra is born. From Narayana, the 8 Vasus. From Narayan, the 11 Rudras. From Narayana, the 12 Adityas. Oh, in this way, Krishna is the source of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhuvo, mata sarvam pravartate, iti matva vajante maham, buddha bhava samandita. Krishna is the source of everything. Janmadhyasyavata in the Vedanta Sutra. What is the absolute truth? The absolute truth is the source of everything. Janmadhyasyavatam vayadityatastratesha avigyasvara. Krishna is the... we're not simply worshipping Krishna sentimentally. Oh, we like Krishna. He is our God. He is in us. Not simply sentimental. Someone else, yes, but I'm liking some other God. Oh, no, but I am liking... You know, like baseball cards, the way... Do kids still exchange baseball cards? They do. Yeah, okay. I'll trade you one of these for one of these, and everybody has his favorite baseball player. So I've got my favorite god. I like Ganesh because he has an elephant head, and I like Shiva because of this, and I like someone, and I like Krishna because he's playing... No. It's a science. It's a science. When we see from Shastra, then we'll find that Narayan is the personality of Godhead. He's the original. And who is that? Narayana, Devaki Putra. The son of Devaki. He's the original Narayana. He's the original personality of Godhead. Krishna Stupanam Swayam. So, Veti Loka Mahesha. That's in the fifth chapter also. Poktaram Yogya Tapasam Sarva Loka Mahesha. Suradam Sarvabhutanam Jyatamam Shantam Ishtati. Krishna is the supreme controller of everything, everyone, and that's Krishna. Not simply some sentiment. Sri Krishna is therefore different from everything that is created, and anyone who knows him as such immediately becomes liberated from all sinful reaction. One must be liberated from all sinful activities to be in knowledge of the Supreme Lord. Only by devotional service can he be known, and not by any other means, as stated in Bhagavad Gita. One has to be freed from all sinful reactions in order to get free from material existence. We can't go on carrying sinful reactions and still be liberated from birth and death. One becomes freed from all sinful reactions in one stroke. There are so many programs for getting free from sinful reactions. There are tapasyas and prayaschittas and dan. Even in the Christian world, somebody does something sinful, then he goes to the church, he gives a big donation. He thinks, okay, you know, that maybe will cancel out what I did this week. And it's not like the Hindus do the same thing, you know, they do something very sinful, then they go to the mandir and they make some promise to the deity, get me off the hook for this one, and I promise I'll do something for you. So there are so many things for getting free from sinful reaction. And some of them may work for some time. You know, I do something and then I do some tapasya and I cut down. But then it grows up again. But kevalaya bhaktya, simply by devotional service, one cuts down all the sinful reactions. Karmani nirdhati kintu chudha. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarvadharman Pratyajya. Mamekam Shodhanam Pratyajya. Just surrender to me, engage in service to me. Aham Tvam Sarvapape Vyu. I'll free you. Mokshiyashyami. Mashutra. Don't worry about it. Sarvapape Pramukshate. One should not try to understand Krishna as a human being. As stated previously, only a foolish person thinks him to be a human being. This is again expressed here in a different way. A man who is not foolish, who is intelligent enough to understand the constitutional position of the Godhead, is always free from all sinful reactions. Avajananti ma mudha manushim tanamashrita. Krishna said earlier that only a mudha, an ass, thinks of me as an ordinary human being. Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanamashrita. Because I appear to be a human being, the foolish people deride me. The mudhas. Avajananti mam mudha. Namam duskritam mudha. Mudha. What is that? Namam duskritam mudha. And so on. And the mudhas, the fools, think I'm an ordinary human being, and so they don't surrender to me. So here Krishna says the opposite. Asamudho samartyeshu. Those who are not bewildered, they engage in devotional service. Many times in Krishna, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says things forwards and backwards. So I'm the source of everything. Everything comes from me.
you should pay me this $100 by Friday. By Friday, you should pay me this $100. You know, we say it forward and backward. I want you to be in bed by 2 o'clock, by 8 o'clock. By 8 o'clock, I want you to be in bed. You know, we say things frontwards and backwards just to tie it up, that you don't get the wrong idea. Or in Puranas, Nasteva, 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 Harirnama, Harirnama, Harirnama. We again repeat the thing again and again and again. Got it? Got it? Got it? So in this way also, forward and backward, Krishna is saying, the fools don't surrender to me. Those who are not fools surrender to me. So he's covering the thing very tightly, very exhaustively, comprehensively. If Krishna is known as the son of Devaki, then how can he be unborn? That is also explained in Srimad Bhagavatam. When he appeared before Devaki and Vasudev, he was not born as an ordinary child. He appeared in his original form, and then he transformed himself into an ordinary child. Therefore, it said in the end of 10th canto, Jayati Janani Vaso, Devaki Janmavara. All glories to Janani Vas. Janani Vas means the person who is the abode of all living beings, or the person who lives within everyone. You can take it either way, Janani Vas. Jayati Janani Vaso, Devaki Janmavara. The person who's said to be the son of Devaki. Not the person who is the son of Devaki, but the person who's said to be the son of Devaki. Because he's the origin of everything. So how can he be the son of anyone? So when he becomes the son of Devaki, that's his pastime only. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami says, Devaki Janmavada. He's said to be the son of Devaki. From that point of view, even Vasudev admitted to Nanda Maharaj that actually Krishna is your son. Krishna and Balaram, they've been brought up by you only. So actually, you're the real parents, you and Yashoda Mayi. You're the real parents of Krishna Balaram. Oh, Devaki, another meaning of Devaki Janmavada. He's said to be the son of Devaki. But even Vasudev says, no, actually he's the son of Yashoda Mata and Nanda Maharaj. But from another point of view, Krishna says, Mata Dhata Pitama. I'm the father and the mother and the grandfather of everyone. So where's the question of Krishna being born like an ordinary human being? Even Brahma, who's the origin of all the other living beings in the universe, is born from the lotus navel of Narayan, who's the partial expansion of Krishna. Anything done under the direction of Krishna is transcendental. It cannot be contaminated by material reactions, which may be auspicious or inauspicious. The conception that there are things auspicious and inauspicious in the material world is more or less a mental concoction, because there's nothing auspicious in the material world. Everything is inauspicious, because the very material nature is inauspicious. We simply imagine it to be auspicious. Real auspiciousness depends on activities in Krishna consciousness, in full devotion and service. Therefore, if we at all want our activities to be auspicious, then we should work under the directions of the Supreme Lord. Such directions are given in authoritative scriptures such as Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, or from a bona fide spiritual master. Because the spiritual master is the representative of the Supreme Lord, his direction is directly the direction of the Supreme Lord. The spiritual master, saintly persons, and scriptures direct in the same way.
There is no contradiction in these three sources. All actions done under such direction are free from the reactions of pious or impious activities of this material world. The transcendental attitude of the devotee in the performance of activities is actually that of renunciation, and this is called sannyas. As stated in the first verse of the sixth chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, one who acts as a matter of duty, because he has been ordered to do so by the Supreme Lord, and who does not seek shelter in the fruits of his activities, anashrita karmapalam, is the true renouncer. Anyone acting under the direction of the Supreme Lord is actually a sannyasi and a yogi, and not the man who has simply taken the dress of the sannyasi or a pseudo-yogi. The material world, auspicious and inauspicious, is all rubbish. Kaviraj Goswami says, Daite padra padra gyan e mano dharma e balo e manda e sabgam. In this material world of duality, padra and apadra, auspicious and inauspicious, is all manodharma. It's all mental concoction. Today I'm going to do something auspicious. I'm going to do a yajna, or I'm going to do some charity, or I'm going to whatever it is I'm going to do. Or so many things auspicious. This is very inauspicious to do this. And sometimes, anyway, there's so many ideas we have. This is good, this is bad. This is auspicious, this is inauspicious, this is pious, this is impious. Krishna says it's all impious. A manodharma, this is all mental concoction. A balo, a manda, a sabdharma. This is good, this is bad, this is all nonsense. Okay, this is all maya, good maya or bad maya. That's your mental concoction. Prabhupada's example is dry stool and wet stool. Someone says they're walking in the field, oh, watch out, there's the wet stool. But wet stool or dry stool, it's all stool. So where's the distinction? Even that, who is that? Some Alexander caught a thief? Alexander the Great caught some thief, and he's going to punish him. And the thief says, well, wait a second, let me plead my case. He said, you're also a thief. Only difference between you and me is that you're a big thief. Alexander had to admit, yes, I'm a big thief. You're just a small thief. Everyone, all the, gentlemen or rascals, they're all thieves. Prabhupada, one time some devotees were walking out, walking with Prabhupada on a walk in Texas, I think. And they pointed out that across the lake there was the home of one big, sophisticated, big, wealthy man, E.L. Hunt, I think it was. And the devotees reported that we tried to go there and give him a book, but we couldn't get past the security and they wouldn't let us in. And Prabhupada said, if you'd met him, what would you have said? And some devotees said that, sir, we've come to present you with this gift. You're a very important man in society, and whatever leading men do, so we want to give you this book. Another devotee said that you've done so many great things, and so we want you to have this book. And Prabhupada said, no. You should tell him that you're a thief and you've stolen everything from Krishna. You should give everything back. Tell him you're a thief, that's all. Someone's a great man, someone's a small man, everybody's a rascal. That we're here in the material world means certified rascal. Everyone's a certified rascal in the material world. Someone's a big rascal, someone's a small rascal. What is the... Everyone's a rascal. Why? Vimukha chetas in Vyartha. Everyone's turning away from Krishna and looking for sense gratification, trying to exploit Krishna's material energy. So we're all thieves, and what we're trying to exploit, this is good, this is bad. Actually, it's all mental concoction. Like, I get a wife, I think she's the most beautiful girl in the world. She's so graceful, she's so beautiful, she speaks so nicely, she's like a goddess of fortune. And the demigods are looking at her and going, ooh. It's all relative. It's simply my mental concoction. Indra is thinking his wife is very beautiful, and the ordinary man on earth is thinking his wife is very beautiful. The mosquito is also thinking my wife is very beautiful. Hey, monodharma. It's all mental concoction. Or my husband's very handsome. Rukmini says, anyone who's not married to Krishna is married to a bag of mucus, bile, and air with some eyebrows on his, above his eyes, and some hair on his head. And she's calling that, and all, you know, guts inside, and she's calling that her husband. Anyone who's not married to Krishna, that's what she's married to. But no, my husband is just like a movie star. Auspicious, inauspicious, good, bad. You get a good education and you make good money. You get a good job, you get a good money. And so you die a good death, that's all. You go to the same graveyard that the poor man goes to who dropped out of high school. But I'm thinking, it's like he went to a good school, he went to a good. Good or bad? If I achieve greatness in the material world, it means I'm a great failure. Again, I have to come back and take another body. So what is this, good or bad? Even Arjuna, he's thinking this is very inauspicious. I have to kill my grandfather, my cousins, my friends, my cousin brothers. Krishna says, no, it's auspicious. What is this auspicious, inauspicious? When you're doing it for me, it's auspicious. Therefore, Prabhupada says, anything done under the direction of Krishna is transcendental. There's no question, auspicious, inauspicious. Carrying out the direction of Krishna is always auspicious. Even if I'm killing my grandfather, that's auspicious when it's done for Krishna. Krishna, or under the direction, not just for Krishna, I do my own nonsense, and I say, oh, this is for Krishna. But when it's done under Krishna's transcendental direction, direction of Krishna, or Prabhupada says, the direction of the spiritual master. Sakshad bodhitena samasta shastra. The spiritual master is regarded as directly the representative of Krishna. So therefore, whatever he says is taken as Krishna's direction. That I have to do. It's not optional. The spiritual master said do this, but I think I'll do something else. One has to carry out the orders. Otherwise, guru avagya, disregarding the orders of the spiritual master. That's aparad. What the spiritual master says, that we have to do. Why? Sakshadari tena samasta shastra. has to carry out, one has to make the orders of the spiritual master one's life and soul. And this is the verdict of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and all the acharyas. Sakshadris of Tena Samasta Shastra. Not that the spiritual master is Krishna, but Kintu Prabhu Ya Priya Eva Tasma. He's very dear to Krishna because he's always engaged in the service of Krishna, rescuing the fallen souls from lion's clutches. The directions of the Lord, the directions of Guru and the directions of Shastra. Tasmat Shastra Pramanate Karya Karya Vyavastata Gatva Shastra Vitanoptam Karma Kartanihom. One should know what to do, one should, what not to do from Shastra. From Sadhu and from Guru and from Shastra. Actually, the central point is Shastra. And the bona fide guru is the person who says the same thing as Shastra. Therefore, so many bogus gurus, they, we don't need books. What is all this studying, so many books? You just, you know, I'll press your eyes, or I'll, you know, whatever it is. You don't need to read books, you just feel something. Because as soon as he reads the books, he'll know, this guy's a rascal. So don't let them read the books, they'll find out. But the bona fide spiritual master, read the books. He'll publish books, translate books, giving the message of Krishna from Shastra. So the bona fide guru says the same thing as Shastra, the sadhu says the same thing as Shastra. The Shastra, guru, sadhu, they'll all say the same thing. And that we have to do. That will make our life successful. Dharmam hisachat bhagavat prinitam. What the Lord says, or what Bhagavatam says, or what the devotee says, that's actually dharma. And anything done under the directions of the Lord is also, that's renunciation. Anasaktasya vishayan yatarham upiyajata. Here, anashrita karma palam karyam karma karoti sa sanyasi jiyogi cha nad niragmira cha kriya. The real sannyasi is not the person who just puts out the fire of householder life and goes wandering off into the forest. Anashrita karma palam, the person who's detached from the fruits of his work, anashrita karma palam. And karyam karma karoti, who does his duty because it's his duty. Sa sannyasi. He's actually a sannyasi. He's actually a yogi. One time in New York City, Srila Prabhupada was leaving for somewhere, and we'd gotten like a VIP lounge at JFK, and Prabhupada sitting with the devotees, actually packed up. There were so many devotees, only some of us could get in. The rest were overflowing. And it was an evening flight. So while we're there, Gopal Krishna Maharaj came in his Purvashram, in his householder life. He was a married man at that time. So he came from work to see Prabhupada off. And he was dressed in his suit and tie. He used to work for Colgate-Palmolive Company, as an executive. So he came from work in his business suit, and he offered obeisances to Prabhupada, and he said, "Oh, Prabhupada, I'm sorry, I came in my karmi clothes." Prabhupada said, "Not karmi, the karmi yogi. Anashrita karma palam karyam karma karoti." Because you're not working for sense gratification. You're simply performing your prescribed duties in Krishna consciousness. Sa sannyasi sriyogija. So, Krishna consciousness means all of these things, simply to understand Krishna. Yo mama jam anadin cha deiti loka maheshwar. Asamuta samarkeshu, samarkeshu, among all of the people who are going to die, which means everyone in this material world, martyaloka. Among all of these people, he's the person who's free from bewilderment. Sarvapada ipramuchita. Therefore, our business is to engage in the service of Krishna, chant Hare Krishna, then our life is successful. Any questions? Everyone's enjoying the weather down here?
You mentioned sadhu guru. I think guru means spiritual master. Who is sadhu?
Sadhu. So we've mentioned guru and sadhu. Who is sadhu? Sadhu means the devotee of Krishna. Sadhu reva samantabhya samyak vyavasita hisa. What's the meaning? What is the beginning? Apichet sudaracharo vajateya mama nanyapak. Sadhu reva samantabhya. Even if a person has done very wrong things, Krishna says if he's steadily engaged in my devotional service, he has to be considered a sadhu. So it doesn't mean that we look for a devotee who's done something wrong. But if even a devotee who's done something sudaracharo, very wrong, if even he is considered a sadhu by virtue of devotional service to Krishna, what to speak of a devotee who follows the regulative principles, follows the prescribed duties? A sadhu means devotee. Sat means the eternal, the truth, the supreme reality. That supreme reality is Krishna. And the person who's engaged in the service of that supreme reality, the service of Krishna, he's called sadhu. Paratranaya sadhuna. Krishna comes for the devotees, especially. Even a person like Ravana, he was performing many pious activities. He was a Brahmin. He was very charitable also. But he wasn't a sadhu. Why not?
Because he wasn't doing for Krishna.
Yeah, he's against Krishna. Ravana, Hiranyakashipu also, standing in his, with his hands, arms in the air for thousands of years. How many of us can do that? Such tapasya. But is he a sadhu?
No.
Because it's not for Krishna. But the person who's engaged in the service of Krishna, he's a sadhu. Shatkarma nipano vipro mantra tantra visharga. A Vaishnava guru nasats nasyat Vaishnava swapacho guru. Vaishnava swapacho guru. Sadhu guru. A sadhu can serve as guru. Who is sadhu? A person engaged in the service of Krishna. Even if he has all the good brahminical qualifications, he's not engaged in the service of Krishna, he's not qualified. Prahlad Maharaj, he was the son of a demon. But he was a son. Doesn't matter what his birth, what his education, what his caste, what his jati, what his country. Anyone who's engaged in the service of Krishna, he has to be considered a son. Anything else?
Maharaj, once you mentioned about that sadhu is who is basically following the instructions from Krishna.
Mm.
So what's the difference between guru and sadhu? Because both are
No, guru and sadhu are the same. Guru, sadhu, and shastra are the same. They're all giving the same message. But among the sadhus, we accept one particular sadhu as our guide in spiritual life, and we accept initiation from him. So he's called guru. The guru is selected from among the sadhu. Not that we'll find someone who's not a sadhu. I already have sadhus, now I'm looking for a guru. So if you're a sadhu, I don't want to. You're disqualified. No. Among the sadhus, we select someone as guru. Yes?
Maharaj, in what form does Krishna leave the planet? Like, he appeared in his forehead as Narayana and then became a baby.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, in Krishna form, but then it's said that he was seen with forearms leaning against the tree. So he's two arms, forearms, he's the same Krishna. That means he's not an ordinary human being. In the beginning, appearing with forearms. In the end, appearing with forearms. Just so that the devotees, at least, will understand that Krishna is not an ordinary human being. Okay. Any other question? Thank you all very much. All the rest is really good.